et misericordiae eius a progenie in progenies timentibus eum. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. When our Blessed Mother and the newly conceived child Jesus within her womb entered into the home of Saint Elizabeth and Zechariah in the hill country of Judah, Saint John the Baptist leapt for joy in Saint Elizabeth's womb. Saint Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, was inspired to say for the very first time those familiar words, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And Mary broke out into a hymn of praise that we call the Magnificat. This hymn is called the Magnificat because Catholic prayers always get their title from the first words of the prayer in Latin. So we have the Pater Noster, right, the Our Father. We have the Ave Maria, the Hail Mary. We have the Gloria Patri, the Glory be, right? We have the Angelus, right? The Angelus Domini Nunci Ave Maria, the wonderful prayer, the Angelus, the angel of the Lord declared unto Mary. We have the Salve Regina, right? The Hail Holy Queen. We have the Memorare. We even use the Latin word in English for remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary. Latin prayers get their title from the first words in Latin. So Mary's hymn is called the Magnificat because of the first words, Magnificat anima mea Dominum, my soul doth magnify the Lord. And every evening for at least the past 1,500 years, Holy Mother Church has this beautiful hymn of our Blessed Mother on her lips during Vespers, the official evening prayer of the Church. With absolutely no exceptions, I pray the Magnificat every evening in unison with every person, every pope, cardinal, bishop, priest, deacon, monk, nun, and layperson who is praying Vespers throughout the world. One beautiful, unified hymn, Magnificat anima mea Dominum. And that beautiful, beautiful hymn sings of God's mercy. The gospel ended tonight at misericordiae eius a progenie in progenies timentibus eum, and his mercy is from generation to generation for those who fear him. His mercy is from generation to generation to generation for those who fear the Lord. And then later in the hymn, the Magnificat, that we did not hear tonight, those beautiful words, Recordatus misericordiae suae, he has remembered his promise of mercy. He has remembered, literally, remembering his mercy, literally. Recordatus misericordiae suae, remembering his mercy. Just like when it seems that God had forgotten his chosen people, just when it seemed like he had forgotten the promise he made to send a Savior, Mary sings, he has come to the help of his servant Israel, remembering his promise of mercy. During this extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy, in my role as the moderator for the Curia, I asked all of the Curia to read Pope St. John Paul II's encyclical, Dives in Misericordia, which is his encyclical entitled, Rich in Mercy. I don't know if you've read this encyclical. It was promulgated before most of you were even born back on the first Sunday of Advent in 1980. That's a long time ago. It was Pope St. John Paul II's second encyclical. In his 27 years of the pontificate, the very second encyclical he wrote after the Redemptor Hominis, he wrote Dives in Misericordia, Rich in Mercy. And during this year of mercy, I made the courier read it. And there's an inspiring passage in section 9 of Dives in Misericordia about Mary. I'd just like to read just a short little section to you. These are the words of St. John Paul II. Mary is the one who has the deepest knowledge of the mystery of God's mercy. She knows its price. She knows how great it is. In this sense, we call her the Mother of Mercy, Our Lady of Mercy, or Mother of Divine Mercy. For Mary was able to perceive that mercy of which from generation to generation people become sharers according to the eternal design of the Most Holy Trinity. Now, that's a profound passage. I think the whole encyclical is profound, so I really encourage you to read it. But think about this. Mary has the deepest knowledge of the mystery of God's mercy. And she's not even a sinner, is she? But she has the deepest, the most profound knowledge of the mystery of God's mercy, for the Lord preserved her free from all stain of original sin from the moment of her conception. And so she was saved before she was conceived. Oh, how beautiful our mother is, who has this profound knowledge of the mystery of God's mercy. And the evidence that she has this deepest knowledge of the mystery of God's mercy, we can see in the Magnificat tonight. His mercy is from generation to generation on those who fear him, remembering his mercy. Recordatus misericordiae suae. Mary was able to perceive, says St. Pope John Paul II, that mercy of which from generation to generation people become sharers in the life of the Most Holy Trinity. And that is the promise of mercy. That's the promise of mercy. To share in the life of the one God in three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, forever. That's the promise of mercy. Pope Francis, in his papal bull, Misericordiae Vultus, the face of mercy, inaugurating this extraordinary jubilee year of mercy, said, "The mother of the crucified and risen one has entered into the sanctuary of divine mercy." And isn't that why we're here celebrating tonight? Every year on August the 15th, Holy Mother Church has us come to Mass to celebrate when Mary, who has the deepest knowledge of the mystery of God's mercy more than any human person, we celebrate when this beautiful woman entered into the sanctuary of divine mercy in heaven, not just in her soul, but also in her body. The assumption of the solemnity of the Blessed Virgin Mary is the day when Mary entered into the sanctuary of divine mercy. For God remembered his mercy. The Father's promise of mercy began by preparing a woman to be the Ark of the Covenant for his only begotten Son. And so fittingly, the extraordinary jubilee year for mercy began on December the 8th, the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, when Mary was conceived in the womb of St. Anne without sin, that's the day where he remembered his mercy. And he called Mary to be the Mother of God, for he has remembered his mercy. And he preserved Mary's perpetual virginity intact. Her perpetual virginity before, during, and after the birth of Jesus, Mary remains a perpetual virgin. Why? Because he remembers his mercy. And he remembers his promise of mercy once again by assuming or taking up Mary's body along with her soul to the glory of heaven. This feast is a feast of mercy. For the promise of mercy includes sharing in the life of the most blessed Trinity in heaven, not just in soul, but also in body. The promise of mercy includes the resurrection and the glorification of our bodies. That's part of the promise of mercy. And we celebrate it first and foremost in our Blessed Mother, and please God in his mercy, someday in our bodies too. Oh Lord, since your mercy is from generation to generation on those who fear you, please, we beg you, through the intercession of our Mother of Mercy, remember your mercy. Remember your mercy. Remember your mercy. Recordatus misericordiae suae. May we merit to be sharers in Mary's glory in heaven. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.